When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through you? Well, we're giving them to you. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out, I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether on the rose of sheer perfection or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once, bright, sir. Cause I'm a comer, I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now, get what I want, I know how. One roll for the whole shebang, one throw that bell will go clang. Eye on the target and wham, one shot. Mr. Onstead, here I am. I'll march my band out, I will beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess it didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Nobody, no, nobody is gonna rain on my
parade. I understood that. At any rate, that, of course, was the great Barbra Streisand in her star-making performance in Funny Girl, a product of the 1963-64 Broadway season. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, radiating out of the wonderful hamlet of Southampton, New York, which is going to start to get busy soon, isn't it? Well, we're quivering with expectation here this May, because just around the corner in June, June 8th, I think, are the annual Tony Awards. And those obviously will be the Tony Awards of 2013-2014 season. But I thought it might be fun to look back 50 years and see what were the nominees and the winners back 50 years ago. And not to rain on Barbra Streisand's parade or anyone else's parade, but things didn't quite work out the way perhaps she expected that year, and I'll explain why as we go further. But let us look at some of our Tony nominees and some of our Tony winners in various categories. It was a very interesting bunch. It didn't quite have some of the old school guys, say like Lerner and Lowe or Cole Porter or whatever, or even Strauss and Adams. This was a new, pretty much a transitional year for the musical theater. A lot of adaptations, surprise, surprise, and some star-making performances that year, and some fabulous women, which we'll get to. Let us look at the winner of Best Supporting Actor in a Musical, one of my favorite performers, Jack Cassidy, who made won his award as the oleaginous, dashing perfumery worker, Stephen Kodai, in She Loves Me. Now, She Loves Me technically opened the previous season, but you could be nominated. Who knows? Strange rules. Tonys have always been strange. Let us not detract from the Tony-winning performance by Jack Cassidy from Bach and Harnick's She Loves Me.
It's been grand knowing you, grand knowing you, grand being your friend. You've been kind, loyal, and so generous, right down to the end. Please don't grieve watching me leave. That would be much too painful to stand. It's been fun, now I must run. But it's been grand, perfectly grand. Ilona, farewell. Sherry, be brave.
Chin up.
It's been sublime. You mustn't waste a precious moment over me. You don't have time. Just remember when you're lonely or blue, there's a hollow in my pillow for you. And Sipos, what can I say? Sipos, no tears, be gay. You know, old friend, I'm in your debt. I owe you more than I can possibly repay. I won't forget. Give your wife a little kiss. I never met her, but I will by and by. Oh, I hate leaving you, hate leaving your warm, intimate club. It's a small pleasure, but I'll treasure each warm, intimate snub. It's been grand, let me say, and let me say au revoir, not goodbye. For it's grand knowing you'll all be working for your friend.
Is there anyone more fun in musical theater than Jack Cassidy? That was his Tony-winning performance from She Loves Me. Now, later on in our broadcast, we are celebrating the 63-64 Tony winners of that season. We'll get to a performer whose Tony-winning performance was never captured in a recording. However, the commiserate flip side is we are going to give you the entire Tony-winning performance of the Best Supporting Actress in a Musical. And that was an Irish bombshell, a sort of dowdy bombshell, named Tessie O'Shea, who had a sequence in the Noel Coward musical, The Girl Who Came to Supper, where the prince goes out on a night on the town with the girl of the title and comes across this wonderful Cockney char lady. And her entire performance is this one extraordinary number with a number of pastiche songs by Noel Coward. She clearly did it so well. The songs are clearly so well written that she nabbed a Tony, and she didn't do anything else in the show. Anyway, I hope you'll enjoy it. It's a long one, but a goodie. Tessie O'Shea from The Girl Who Came to Supper.
What, fish and chips? Oh, they mean London to me, boy. You see, I was born and bred in London. It's the only city I know. Though it's foggy and cold and wet, I'd be willing to take a bet that there ain't no other place I'd like to go
Believe me, London is a little bit of all right. Nobody can deny that's true. Bow Bells, Big Ben, up to the Heath and down again. And if you should visit the monkeys in the zoo, bring a banana, or feed the ducks in Battersea Park, or take a trip to Kew. It only costs a tanner there and back. Watch Alex in the palace yard, troop the colour and change the guards. But don't forget your brolly and your mac. And I'd like to mention London is a place where you can call right round and have a cosy cup of tea. So if you're fed right up and got your tail right down, then London town is a wonderful place to be.
London, it's a little bit of all right. Nobody can deny that's true.
That's true.
Bow Bells, Big Ben, up to the Heath and down again. And if you should visit the monkeys in the zoo,
then bring a banana and feed the ducks in Battersea Park, or take a trip to Kew. It only costs a tanner there and back. Watch Alex in the palace yard, troop the colour and change the guards. But don't forget your brolly and your mac. And I'd like to mention
London
is a place where you can call right round and have a cosy cup of tea.
So if you're bed right up and got your tail right down,
then London town is a wonderful place to be. Ooh, lovely. Hey, come and look. Oh, this is where they do their dance. Lovely. Go on, girl, you're doing fine. Hey, watch out, Mrs. Brisket. Why not take a plunge and risk it? The water's warm, there ain't no crabs, and you have a lot of fun among the shrimps and dabs. If for a lark some saucy old shark takes a nibble of your chocolate biscuit, swim for the shore and the crowd will roar.
What oh, Mrs. Brisket!
What a
Mrs. Brisket!
Why do
you plunge and risk it? The water's warm, there ain't no crabs, and you have a lot of fun among the shrimps
and dabs.
And if for a lark,
some saucy old shark takes a nibble of your chocolate biscuit,
woo! Swim from the shore and the crowd
will roar. What a Mrs. Brisket!
What a Mrs. Brisket! Why do you plunge and risk it? The water's warm, there ain't no crabs, and you have a lot of fun among the shrimps and dabs. And if for a lark, some saucy old shark takes a nibble of chocolate biscuit, swim from the shore and the crowd will roar. What a Mrs. Brisket!
Hey! Oh, don't take our Charlie for the army. He's a sensitive lad, and like his dad, his heart is far from strong. Ooh, he couldn't do route marches on account of his falling arches. And his asthma's something terrible when the winter comes along. He's a nicer boy, one of the best, but when he gets a cold on his chest, he coughs until it nearly drives us balmy. So nighty-night, close the door, go back to the barracks and think some more before you take a Charlie for the army.
Don't take a Charlie for the army. He's a sensitive lad, and like his dad, his heart is far from strong. He couldn't do reporters on account of his fallen arches. And his asthma's something terrible when the winter comes along. He's a nice boy, one of the best, but when he gets a cold on his chest, he coughs until he nearly drives his party. So nighty-night, close the door, go back to the barracks and think some more. Don't take a Charlie for the army. He's a sensitive lad, and like his dad, his heart is far from strong. So nighty-night, close the door, go back to the barracks and think some more.
Hey, hey, that's Big Ben. Ooh, that means coronation day is here. Oh, cor. Oh, I wish the pubs were open. Oh, I'd drink a toast to them right now. Never mind. It'll wait.
Saturday night at the Rose, and Crown is just the place to be. Tinkers and tailors, soldiers and sailors, all out for a bit of a spree. If you find that you're weary of life with your trouble and strife, and the kids have got you down, it will all come right on Saturday night at the Rose and Crown. Saturday night at the Rose and Crown is just the place to be. Tinkers and tailors, soldiers and sailors, all out for a bit of a spree. If you find that you're weary of life with your trouble and strife, and the kids have got you down, it will all come right on Saturday night at the Rose and Crown.
Saturday night at the Rose and Crown, that's just the place to be. Tinkers and tailors and soldiers and sailors, all up for a bit of a spree. Then you'll find that you're weary of life, your trouble and strife, and the kids have got you down. It will all come right on Saturday night at the Rose.
London is a little bit of
all right,
and nobody can deny that.
What's the matter with a nice big stew with greens and mashed potatoes?
Bells big Ben up to the heath and down again. And if you should visit the monkeys in the zoo, bring up a
brisket.
What are you doing?
Want a brisket? The one for small.
Hey!
Have a fun with shrimps and dabs.
A feed the ducks at Battersea Park, or take a trip to Kew. It only costs a tenner there and back. Get off, blimey!
That's just the place to be.
Well, if you have a swanky club, just pop into the nearest pub. A little of what you fancy does you good. I'd like to mention
that.
What do you?
What
are you
doing?
And I'd like to mention London.
What
is the place where you
can draw
right round and have a cozy cup of tea? So if you care
to
ride up
to the
tail right now, then London town, London town, London town. I'd like to mention London is a little bit of all right. Nobody can deny that, so Big Ben, the Bow Bells, have a good laugh and watch the swells treating themselves to a trot in Rotten Row, sitting on horses, Grosvenor Square or Petticoat Lane, Belgravia, Peckham Rye. You can stray through any neighbourhood. Now, if you haven't a swanky club, just pop into the nearest pub. A little of what you fancy, London is a place where you can call right round and have a cosy cup of tea. So if you use your loaf a bit and know what's what, then this old spot, yes, London town, it's a bloody good place to be. London is a little bit of all right. Nobody can deny that, so Big Ben, Bow Bells, have a good laugh and watch the swells treating themselves to a trot in Rotten Row, sitting on horses, Grosvenor Square or Petticoat Lane, Belgravia, Peckham Rye. You can stray through any neighbourhood. If you haven't a swanky club, just pop into the nearest pub. A little of what you fancy does you good. And I'd like to mention London is the place where you can call right round and have a cozy cup of tea. So if you use your loaf a bit and know what's what, then this old spot. Yes, London town, it's a bloody good place to be.
That was Tessie O'Shea, who was more than a little bit of all right. She won the Best Supporting Actress Tony Award in 1964. Well, it was a good year for Noel Coward. He had one original musical, which got that award and a couple of other nominations. And then an adaptation of his Blythe Spirit play was made into a musical called High Spirits, with Beatrice Lilly and Edward Woodward and Tammy Grimes. And Bea Lilly, who had started with Noel Coward practically in the 20s, was one of his primary interpreters, drove him absolutely berserk, bonkers, crazy. And Coward had directed High Spirits. But the team of Timothy Gray and Hugh Martin knew how to write songs in that vein. So they gave her a lot of great specialty numbers. Here's one of them. Bea Lilly, nominated for Best Actress in a Musical, 1964, from High Spirits, as the divine Madame Arcati.
Children, tell this poor benighted child the way we let the spirits help us.
Every time you get the chance, throw yourself into a trance.
Good show. You need no drinks, you need no smokes, you need no aspirin in your cokes, no Benzedrine in your Ovaltine. Just go, go, go into your trance. No opium or cocaine kicks. You don't need heroin for a fix. No me and you smoking tea for two. Just go, go, go into your trance. At the least, it's the most. Going under is a wonder, it's insane. It's way in when you're on. It's like crazy when that haziness is blacking out your brain. No mescaline or Sectinol. You don't need none of that jazz at all. For ecstasy to the nth degree, just go, 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 go into your trance.
That was Bea Lilly, nominated for Best Actress for a 1964 Tony. Today we're looking at the Tony Awards 50 years ago in eager anticipation for our own Tony Awards. And we're going to have our own Tony Awards broadcast, as we typically do on June 8th. Steve Lawrence, another one of my heroes, made the transition from pop singer to Broadway star with What Makes Sammy Run. It was not a big hit, but he gave a very persuasive performance, so persuasive that he was nominated for Best Actor in a Musical. Here is Steve Lawrence's 11 o'clock number from What Makes Sammy Run.
I got mud on my rainbow. I got holes in my dream. I was shoved or fell off my carousel. Some days everything goes wrong. Okay, so what? So everything goes wrong. What's the good of staying sore? You become a famous bore, but as for yours truly, first I'll rinse off that rainbow. Then I'll patch up that dream. Disappointed? Hell, where's that carousel? I'll climb back where I belong. The ride's the same for Mr. Right or Wrong. So I'm not a plaster saint, but there's something else I ain't. I'm no loser, and with guys who come on strong, you gotta expect that some days everything goes wrong. I'll climb back where I belong. The ride's the same for Mr. Right or Wrong. So I'm not a plaster saint, but there's something else I ain't. I'm no loser, and with guys who love a fight, you better expect that most days everything goes wrong.
Well, things somewhat went right for Steve Lawrence. He was nominated for a Tony, but alas, did not win one for Best Actor in a Musical. Now, here's one of those strange ironies. The winner in 1964 for Best Actor in a Musical was Burt Lahr for a musical called Foxy. What? You don't know it? Well, you probably don't, because it wasn't recorded, strangely enough, even though RCA was one of the backers for this David Merrick show. So Burt Lahr, we don't have a recording of Burt Lahr and Foxy. Too bad. Nice score by Robert Emmett Dolan and the great Johnny Mercer. However, Mercer's great friend Bing Crosby sang one of Lahr's songs somewhat late in his career in the 70s. So here is Bon Vivant, which won Burt Lahr a Tony for Best Actor in a Musical. Here sung by Bing Crosby.
I had a dear old guardian, and he had ways Edwardian. At tea every day, if he burped, he would say, "Oh, I beg your pardon," to me. Now I've attained seniority and come to my majority. I've traveled far, tasted snails, caviar, so with some authority I say, if you want a bon vivant to brighten up the scene, or a jolly extra man to give the party sheen, strolling on the Parthenon or bowling on the green, I play mandolin and tambourine. We'll travel if you want a bon vivant who only aims to please, punting on the Hellespont or at my lady's tees, tickling her fancies and her risibilities. Just drop a note to me, my services are free, for I'm the bon vivant you want. All around the the anteroom, the butler chased the maid out the door and down the path and through the leafy glade. Using my binoculars, I followed the parade. While the soup was getting cold, he still pursued her. Though his zeal persisted, still his efforts went for naught. She opened up an early lead and never would be caught. When the race was over and seeing her distraught, I took her in my arms, allaying her alarms, saying I'm the bon vivant you want. Now for the life men dream about, days that a king might scheme about. Once I have got my palatial yacht, I shall slowly steam about the Rhine. Fie on the word economy, I'll live a life of bonhomie. Sail into port for a night pour la sport, full of rare gastronomy and wine. Visiting my auntie Boo in tiny Liechtenstein, strolling into meadowland amidst the lowing kine, flirting mid the milking maid, mid cheeks of apple shine, strolling up above the timberline und skiing, dueling the Habsburgs, ach, such carefree days they were. Just before the Chancellor partitioned up the Ruhr, drinking beer at Heidelberg and holding hands with her. My consort is the maid who made the butler fade. So if you need a pair for your pied-à-terre, just drop a note to me, and for a modest fee, I'll be the bon vivant you want.
That was Bing Crosby filling in for Burt Lahr's Tony-winning performance in Foxy. Well, we don't have that to be recorded. We don't have that for posterity. But there are a couple of nominees for Best Actor in a Play who were actually recorded. In fact, the winner, Alec Guinness in Dylan, was recorded. But here's a pretty good runner-up, speaking some pretty good dialogue. Here is a 1964 Best Tony nominee for Best Actor. See if you can guess who it is.
Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt, thaw, and resolve itself into a dew. Oh, that the everlasting had not fixed his canon against self-slaughter. God, how weary, stale, flat, and unprofitable seem to me all the uses of this world. Fire, Bono, fire! It's an unweeded garden that grows to seed. Things rank and gross in nature possess it merely, that it should come to this, but 2 months dead. Nay, not so much, not two. So excellent a king that was to this Hyperion to a satyr, so loving to my mother that he might not redeem the winds of heaven, visit her face too roughly. Heaven and earth, must I remember? Why, she would hang on him as if increase of appetite had grown by what it fed on, and yet within a month, let me not think on. Frailty, thy name is Woman. A little month, or ere those shoes were old with which she followed my poor father's body like Niobe, all tears. Why, she, even she, oh God, a beast that wants discourse of reason would have mourned longer. Married to my uncle, my father's brother, but no more like my father than I. To Hercules. Within a month, ere yet the salt of most unrighteous tears had left the flushing in her galled eyes, she married. Oh, most wicked speed to post with such dexterity to incestuous sheets. It is not, nor it cannot come to good. Break my heart, or I must hold my tongue.
Did you guess who that was? That was Richard Burton. who lost out to, of all people, Alec Guinness and Dylan. What do you think Burton did the night he lost the Tony? Well, we'll leave that up to the imagination. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM, and we are exploring the Tony Award winners from 50 years ago in fervent anticipation of our June 8th Tony Award show, in which we'll play songs from all the nominees from this year. And you can listen to many of our previous broadcasts, all of them, in fact, on www.broadwaytomainstreet.com, our new website. Well, we already heard two of the Best Actress in a Musical nominees. We heard Streisand and Beatrice Lilly. Let's hear from one of my favorites, Inga Swenson, who had a career-making profile in a wonderful musical called 110 in the Shade, based on The Rainmaker. And here she sings with Best Supporting Actor nominee Will Geer the song Raunchy.
I'll buy myself a brand new dress that's cut way down to here.
Lizzie.
I'll buy some dime store diamonds and pierce them through my ear.
I'd like to see that.
I'll paint my mouth a rosy red. I'll pour peroxide on my head. I'll knock those poor old cowboys dead.
Elizabeth.
You don't believe me? Well, just watch. I'll be so raunchy, dancing in my pink and green sateen, feeling like a queen, wearing Maybelline. I'll be so raunchy, gonna make them other gals turn green. Honky-tonkin' every night, I'm a raunchy kind of gal. I'll be so raunchy, sippin' Dr. Pepper mixed with booze, burning like a fuse, shaking my caboose. I'll be so raunchy, stepping in my patent leather shoes. When the cowboys see me strut my stuff, gonna crawl right on their haunches, 'cause they just can't seem to get enough. I'm a raunchy kind of ha ha.
I'm guaranteed to satisfy.
I'm a raunchy
do-do-do-dee-do-do
kind of
do-do-do-dee-do-do
gal,
a raunchy kind of gal.
You are woman, man. You are smaller, so I can be taller than. You are softer to the touch. It's a feeling I like feeling very much. You are someone I've admired. Still, our friendship leaves something to be desired. Does it take more explanation than this? You are woman, I am man. Let's kiss.
Of nonchalance.
nonchalance, furnishing a bed in restaurants. Well, a bit of dinner never hurt, but guess who is gonna be dessert? Do good girls do just what mama says when mama's not around? It's a feeling, oy vey, what a feeling.
A bit of pate.
I drink it all day. Should I do the things he'll tell me to? In this pickle, what would Nelly do? In my soul, I feel an inner lack. Just suppose he wants his dinner back.
Does it take more explanation than this?
Just some dried out toast in a sliver, on the top a little chopped liver. How many girls become a sinner while waiting for a roast beef dinner, though most girls slip in ordinary ways. I got style, I do it borderlays. Well, at least he thinks I'm special. He ordered a la carte. It's a feeling I like feeling, Mary. I feel the feeling down to my toes. Now I feel that there's a fire here. Try that once a little higher, dear. What a beast to ruin such a pearl. Would a convent take a Jewish girl?
Does it take more explanation than this?
Ooh, the thrills and chills go through me. If I stop him now, can he sue me?
You are woman.
You are man.
Let's kiss.
Two nominees for Best Outstanding Lead Actor and Actress in a Musical, 1964. Barbra Streisand, of course, and Cindy Chaplin in Funny Girl. Neither won, can you believe it? Streisand didn't win the Tony. Who did? Well, I think you may know by now. Here is our winner, the grand champion of the 1964 Tonys and the grand champion show of the Tonys, Carol Channing, singing her opening number from Hello, Dolly. But we're going to follow her with a song that I think, if it were up to me, would have won the best Tony for Best Actress in a Musical. Inga Swenson. But first, Carol Channing.
Call on Dolly. She's the one the spinsters recommend. Just name the kind of man your sister wants and she'll snatch him up. Don't forget to bring your maiden aunts and she'll match him up. Call on Dolly, if your eldest daughter needs a friend.
Tell me, Mrs. Levi, what's in all this for you?
A living, Mr. Kemper. Some people paint, some sew. I meddle. I have always been a woman who arranges things for the pleasure and the profit it derives. I have always been a woman who arranges things like furniture and daffodils and lives. When a man with a timid tongue meets a girl with a diffident air, why should the tortured creatures beat around the bush when heaven knows Mother Nature always needs a little push? So I put my hand in here. I put my hand in there. And a girl over 6'3" loves a man who comes up to her ear. Surely it's obvious she'll never be seduced till some kind soul condescends to give her beau a little boost. So I put my hand in there. I put my hand in there. I have always been a woman who arranges things. It's my duty to assist the Lord above. I have always been a woman who arranges things like luncheon parties, poker games, and love. My aplomb at cosmetic art turned a frump to a trump lady fair. She had a countenance a little bit like Scrooge, but oh, today you would swear the Lord himself applied the rouge. I put my hand in here and twist a little, stir a little, him a little, her a little, shape a little, mold a little, some poor chap gets sold a little. When I use my fist a little, some young bride gets kissed a little, pressure with the thongs, matrimony comes when I put my hand in.
Inga Swenson in the Act 1 closer to 110 in the Shade. For my money, an extraordinary performance in the 63-64 season. She was nominated for Best Actress for a Tony, lost out to Carol Channing, went on to do the lead in Baker Street, and rumor has it, when Hair opened in 1968, she called a friend and said, "Well, there goes my career." Well, we can. She lives on in our memories, and she's still around in L.A., and we adore her and her work. Well, Hello, Dolly was the juggernaut of the 1963-64 season, as well it should be, a masterpiece of craftsmanship, the wonderful score by Jerry Herman, a legendary performance by Carol Channing. It won tons of awards. It won 10 Tony Awards, the most for any show, certainly up to that time, and a record it held for the next quarter of a century. Hello, Dolly was part of what you would start to see in the mid-60s, which were very tempered, intelligent adaptations of previous source material, usually handled by a great director, sometimes Drew Robbins or Michael Kidd. In this case, of course, by Gower Champion, who won 2 Tonys for Best Direction and Best Choreography. It was a show that won, as I said, 10 awards, but only one in performance, which was Carol Channing. Interesting. The song itself became a national treasure. Louis Armstrong recorded it, and it actually knocked the Beatles off the pop charts, which in and of itself was quite an achievement. And Carol Channing, of course, revived it several times on Broadway. I guess a little interesting footnote to the 63-64 Tonys is, even though Barbara Streisand was knocked out by Carol Channing for a Tony, she took over Carol Channing's role, of course, in the film. Not the greatest film in the world, but some good stuff. Anyway, this is Larry Maslon, and today we've decided to celebrate the 1963-64 Tony Awards as a kind of ramp-up and eager anticipation for 2 weeks from now, our June 8th broadcast, which will be about the 2013-14 Tony Awards. I'll play selections from all the nominees. It's been a great year for recording stuff, so if you miss some shows, you'll get a chance to catch up on them through the magic of radio and through our wonderful Broadway to Main Street show. We have our own Broadway to Main Street. You can spell that out, www.broadwaytomainstreet.com website, in which we've cataloged over 100 episodes. Do check it out. It was really exciting revisiting these Tonys. Times have changed. As I mentioned, the 63-64 Tonys had 4 great women. We have 4 great women coming up. So join us next week for a fundraiser, and after that for our special Tony Award broadcast. And to take us home was the juggernaut of the 63-64 season, the one and only Hello, Dolly.
Looking swell, Manny, I can tell. Danny, you're still glowing, you're still crowing, you're still going strong. I feel the room swaying for the band's playing one of my old favorite songs from way back when. So bridge that gap, fellas, find me an empty lap, fellas, Dolly will never go away again.
We can tell, Dolly, you're still going on.
staying where I'm at, fellas.
Promise you'll never go away.
I went away from the lights of 14th Street and into my personal haze. But now that I'm back in the lights of 14th Street, tomorrow will be brighter than the good old days.
Those good old days. Hello, well, hello, Dolly. Well, hello, hey, where's Dolly?
Glad to see you, Hank. Let's thank my lucky star.
Your lucky star.
You're looking great, Stanley. Lose some weight, Stanley. Dolly's overjoyed and overwhelmed and overpowered.
I hear the arms see the lights, and I still get glances from those handsome men. So,
golly gee, fellas, find me a vacant knee, fellas.
Dolly will never go away again.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.